Time is 4:15, and I'm going to tell you who we have on the line. We are going to be speaking to Templar Wales. He is a partner at DYDX, and the issue for discussion is very topical. It's going to be how we can make working from home more effective and adapt to remote working more easily. Templar, good afternoon to you, and thank you for being with us on 101.9 Chai FM.
Hi, great to be on again. Thanks for the invite.
No, listen, your topic today is like you could not be more topical if you try, said the man who's talking to you from home. Yeah, what's your take on this? Just before we get into the detail, is this going to be an unstoppable trend, do you think, going forward?
Well, that's one of the big topics of debate, is that, you know, as businesses transform and as people change the way they work, more and more people are demanding, for different reasons, the flexibility to work from home some days a week or work different hours. You know, people want to spend more time with their kids, or they want to do other things with their life. So there is a trend towards working from home, but, you know, not at the scale and not 7 days a week, right? So some people will say, we've worked remotely for a while because they work on a Thursday from home. You know, this is obviously on a completely different scale. And it may start, you know, push that trend a lot quicker and a lot further.
It's always struck me, Templar, that the poorest people in the country are victims of, like, apartheid spatial planning, that those who live furthest away had to spend the most time in the traffic and the most money getting to work. And maybe this is a very important development that will assist them, you know, hugely. I know of people who spend up to 2 hours each day commuting to work. That's the reality out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think another interesting point is in terms of study, right? So likewise for study, people that live outside of the center, people that live outside of Johannesburg even, have to travel to go and study. So if they get a grant or they get a bursary and then they get to go and study at, you know, Tuckies or Wits or somewhere. They also then need accommodation. They can't stay with their parents. They need accommodation. They need all sorts of things. And online learning isn't like that. If you've got a connection, you can stay wherever you are. So you can be in a rural community, and study from there. You can even then qualify and then apply for jobs. And, you know, you don't need to leave your village or your community until you have job opportunities, and even those interviews can be on Skype.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. I was reading an article from a magazine last week that was saying, you know, the whole paradigm is going to shift. Instead of saying, you know, should I go to, or should I have a Skype call? The issue is, why shouldn't I have a Skype call? That's going to be the new normal, I reckon. But let's get to the topic at hand today. How can we make working from home more effective and adapt to remote working more easily?
I think an interesting thing is, like I said, some people feel that they can work from home because they do it now and then. But you may have a second screen or a third screen. You may have a whole lot of tools at work that you don't have at home.
Exactly.
You know, so doing it at scale, doing it for 3 weeks in a row, you know, make sure that tomorrow, if you're still going into the office, you bring back all of the tools that you need. You know, obviously, you know, within reason, but make yourself productive. Have that second screen if you need it, to that special keyboard, you know, whatever it is, you know, make sure that you have your software, your login details, your dongle for the VPN if you need that. You know, I'm sure that most corporates have looked into this and prepared, but, you know, make sure that you're comfortable to be fully productive rather than feel like, yeah, we're at home and we're kind of working and we're limping along. You know, the economy needs people to be productive and efficient. So, you know, try and be as effective as you can, as opposed to, you know, half having an excuse to take a semi-holiday.
Getting away from the technology itself in terms of behavior, do you have any tips or suggestions as to how one can be efficient?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the technology, we keep saying this, but the technology is probably 30% of the issue. You know, and also, because technology is up to you. Which platforms you choose, it's up to you, your team. So it's really about the behavior. It's really about how do you best perform as a team? How do you best communicate with either your boss or your staff that report to you? You know, make sure that everything is very clear. Make sure that expectations are very clear. you know, make sure that you all agree how and when you're going to be available. You know, so we've got a thing that we do at the beginning of almost every project called the Culture Canvas. And that is basically just like a lean canvas. It's a single page, and we take a couple of hours to fill that page in as a team. And what that means is that by the end of that, you've actually clarified a lot of things that people often take for granted and have assumptions around. But your assumptions, my assumptions, somebody from Mexico is in a different time zone, different culture, different background, different norms. You know, you want people to come together and agree what those norms are and actually have the opportunity to discuss them and realize that what your assumption is not somebody else's assumption. An example is WhatsApp, right?
Yes.
You know, cool, we're working remotely. First thing I do, create a WhatsApp group. And 90% of people roll their eyes, right, and sigh because
another
WhatsApp group, right? Exactly. And the WhatsApp is for my family and friends. Why is it now a work thing, right? Whereas other people can't understand why not WhatsApp, right? So, you know, so some of the tools that we use are Slack, for example, which is pretty much like WhatsApp for business on steroids, right? We use that as a communication platform. Every client, every project has a channel. And then everybody that's working on that team is in that channel. And it gives you transparency. It gives you a place where everything is recorded. All the discussions are recorded. You share files there. Yeah. We store all our files in Google Drive. We use Slides. We use all of Google Suite. But we share it inside Slack. And then some people use Slack, for example, for conference calls. We do on occasion, but generally we find it a little bit sluggish, so we will use Hangouts for calls.
And so what is that word?
Hangouts.
What?
Hangouts. Google Hangouts.
Okay.
So there are various conference call tools, and it's really about trying out which one works best for you. Obviously, you can use Skype. You can use WhatsApp if it's a one-on-one. Slack does have a voice tool built into it.
And what is Zoom that it seems to be so popular and on everybody's the end
and,
of the
and Zoom, yeah. Well, Zoom has been one that has come up really successfully in the last few years. So to me, if you ask for my recommendation, it would be Hangouts or Zoom. But like I say, you need to see what works for your team. You know, what it doesn't do. So Zoom integrates beautifully into calendars. So you create a new invite in a calendar and you just say conferencing, and then you add either Hangouts or Zoom inside of your meeting request. So everyone knows 4:45, I've got a call. I open my actual calendar entry and inside there is the link to the call. I just click on it. And I'm on the call. Whereas it doesn't ring. So if you haven't remembered that you've got a call, if you're just focused and in the zone and working, you're not going to remember. It's not actually going to ring. Whereas Slack, for example, you know, somebody will start that call and it'll ring, you know, and you'll answer and you'll be on the call.
Slack. I mean, how weird is that? What a wonderful contradiction that is. I'm just wondering about the softer issues. You know, do you have advice in terms, I don't know if you've done this or not, but get dressed, get up, keep to your routine. You know, don't feel that you need to go and clean the house every 5 minutes or wash the cups or whatever it is. Are those soft, is there a process of getting used to working at home as opposed to the regular day at work?
Yeah, absolutely. And you've mentioned some of the good ones, you know. Get your mind at work, right? Your body is not at work, but you are working. You know, the verb, the place is not work, but, you know, get your brain into work. Just like, you know, you say to salespeople, people can hear if you're smiling on the phone, right? People can hear if you haven't got your pants on. If your mind is
you reckon.
You know, you're not even on a video call and you put a shirt on, but you've got, you know.
But you're at the bottom because who's going to see? Exactly.
Exactly.
No, you're busted. Busted.
Bast. And it depends on you, how comfortable you are and what's normal for you. But But if you are lax in a whole lot of things, it's going to come across in your work. It's going to come across.
Just a personal anecdote for you, because I've been on this work from home for the past 2 days. I've never done it before. And I thought, way, how marvelous. Holiday starts, 2 days of slacking off and with 19 to go. And really, very interestingly, the exact opposite has happened. I think I've been more productive and busier than I ever have been before. I think the fewer interruptions that you're exposed to during the book, you can just sit and do your work. And also, I noticed there's incredible guilt at not wanting to miss the Skype call because you're not at your machine. So really, it's kind of weird psychology that I'm not expecting to have happened is happening.
Yeah. So I think the important thing there is then boundaries, right? So you need to set your boundaries. So a lot of people have the boundary of, I don't take work home, right? Now your work is at home. So the boundary for work is to say, right, my working hours are still 8 to 5, you know, or whatever it is, 8 to 6. That's my availability. I'm still going to take lunch. I'm still going to take a coffee break at 10, you know. So the discipline for you would be to say, don't just wake up in the morning and work from 7 until 7 and not realize that you haven't had a break. You know, for your mental state, for your productivity as well. Take breaks, get up, walk around, take the dog for a walk. You know, those sort of things. So make sure that you structure your day in a way that you still have a little bit of sort of forced break, relaxation, get your mind, you know, have the breaks and then focus. Make sure that when you're focused, you're not scrolling through Facebook or watching another YouTube video or, you know, have all of your alerts popping up on every device that you've got.
Yeah, so, All good advice.
And then the reverse is also true, right? So even a bunch of freelancers that we work with are used to working from home. They work from home every day of the week. But now their kids are at home. So now it's the opposite as well. You need to actually have boundaries with your family and say, understand, you're at home. So agree, I'm not available. If I'm sitting in this room or if I'm sitting at my desk, I'm not available. You know, don't come to me interrupting. I will help you with your homework at 10 o'clock and I'll help you with your homework at 12 and at 4. You know, then they know as well. So set boundaries for work and set boundaries for home and be transparent. You know, tell the office, my kids are at home. I'm not available between 9 and 10 and 12 and 1. You know, so everybody understands what your limitations are.
Tell me something, with all this happening worldwide, how is the internet coping with this increased traffic?
Well, yeah, that's also quite a topic that comes up all the time is, you know, it's obviously shifting. So it's shifting from corporates and city centers to the suburbs. And, you know, as far as we can tell, it's fine. The trick is inside your home as well. If you're having a voice call or you're having a video call, make sure your kids aren't trying to watch 4K Netflix movies or playing network games or downloading a movie or you know, that sort of thing. So make sure people are aware, okay, like I'm having a shower, don't put the hot water on. It's that kind of thing. Make sure that when you're on a video call, you let everybody know, please don't start vacuuming. Please don't start, you know, loud music and don't download movies. You know, for the next hour, the internet's mine.
I must tell you, you've been an amazing little nugget of information. Thank you so much for that practical information that we can all put to very good use. Templar Wells, that's where we're going to leave it. But yeah, I really appreciated that. It's funny, you think you know it, but one doesn't. One really doesn't. This is new uncharted territories. And yeah, thanks for the guidance. Much appreciated.
Great pleasure.